Jerry Bader Show, 10:54. Jason and I just saw a promo on Fox News Television that made us do a quadruple take. Anthony Weiner is going to be a guest on Hannity's TV show tonight. You saw that too, didn't you? We saw that, correct? How the hell desperate is Weiner? He despises Sean Hannity. He despises everything Sean Hannity believes in. I can't, boy. I just, wow, is all I have to say about that. All right, back to the topic at hand. It's going to be very interesting to see if the American people actually do realize how spiteful and childish the president is being with these things. The way he's treating World War II veterans and Vietnam War veterans and the families of fallen veterans. Oh, yeah, Grand Canyon closure. Forgot about that one. Closing the drive-outs on the way to Rushmore. Trying to close privately owned property. Reid said something else, though, that I have not touched on yet, and I want to now. Reid Ribble said on this show, he said it this morning, I replayed it after 10 o'clock, that the murmur in Washington now is that if Republicans hold firm and the president refuses to negotiate and the debt ceiling limit arrives and Congress has not dealt with it, that the president would unilaterally raise the limit himself. I did not ask this question of Reid. I will tomorrow. Would not that be an impeachable offense? The president has violated the Constitution by tweaking and changing laws for 2 years now. Particularly Obamacare, but there are other things he did that he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do. And Republicans have groused about it a little bit, but haven't really pitched a fit. If he does this, and I mean, Reid can't just be pulling that out of thin air. Reid must be hearing that there is credible reason to believe, Congressman Reid Ribble must have credible reason to believe that the president would do that. If that's not an impeachable offense, then I don't know what is. All right, in the minute and a half or so that I have left, I'm going to go to a different topic. To settle a free speech lawsuit, Governor Scott Walker's administration agreed yesterday to pay more than $88,000 in attorney's fees and drop its hard and fast requirement that larger groups protesting in the Capitol receive a permit. This, of course, is about the sing-along ding-alongs. The Walker administration faced a federal trial in January over the permitting requirement as part of a lawsuit brought by a protester with the assistance of the ACLU of Wisconsin. Under Tuesday's agreement, the state administration department would keep its permitting rules in place, but also would allow up to 5 days of demonstrations if protesters simply give the state 2 days' notice. I don't know that I actually have a problem with that rule. I think modifying the rule in that way probably wasn't a bad compromise. They can do this for 5 days, then they need a permit. If they give 2 days' notice. I think I'm okay with that. If they had just said, look, we're changing this. But this is a settlement in the lawsuit. There was nothing unconstitutional at all about these permitting processes. It happens in many other state capitals. This is a cave, and I'm disappointed in the cave because they're paying a settlement. They're paying attorney's fees. And whether they accept it or not, this is an admission of wrongdoing. I know they'll say it isn't. It is. Very, very frustrating to me. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.